Hello, everyone. My name is Sujit Verma, and I will be moderating this session today. Just a couple of bookkeeping stuff. Each presentation is for 15 minutes, and I think 13 minutes for each talk is fine, and we'll keep a couple of minutes for questions and answers for after each talk. And with that, I would like to introduce our first speaker, Dr. Sook Jung. She is a research professor at Washington State University, working on developing several crop databases like GDR, Citrus Genome Database, Cotton Gen, and Cool Season Food Legume Database. With that, I would like to welcome Dr. Sook Jung.
Thank you for the introduction and giving me the opportunity to present our work. So today I'm going to talk about resources specifically for breeders in the genome database for rosacea. Okay, so the outline of my talk is first I will just show you the summary of the data in GDR, and I'll be giving you a demo specifically with the questions that breeders might ask, like how to find genomic regions associated with trait, and how to find polymorphic markers in the genomic region of interest, and how to find germplasm with certain traits. And then last, I want to give a short demo on the breeding information management system that we are developing. Okay. So data and functionality in GDR. So we have whole genome assembly data, and we have apple, peach, strawberry, pear, synteny data that we developed, and we have curated rosacea gene databases. So this is what we download from NCBI and to some homology and other curations and loaded in the GDR. And we have annotated reference transcriptomes, which is developed from all the publicly available RNA-seq and ES data to produce reference transcriptomes for some species and some genus in rosacea. And we have pathway data and data from various SNP arrays for various crops. And we have genetic maps, QTL, MTL, and markers. And we have search modules for all of those data. And we also have genotypic and phenotypic and breeding data for which you can search and download. And we have various online tools and the beams that I was just talking about. Okay, so this is the homepage of GDR. There are many ways to access the data, but mainly today I will demonstrate using the main header bar under search section and under tools section. So first question is find trait associated genomic regions. There are many ways to doing this in GDR, and first way is go to search genes and transcripts. And if you are interested in the sugar level of your crops, and I don't know which gene would be the best, but I just for illustration purposes, I put the sucrose synthase here, and I picked Prunus persica whole genome assembly here, and so it gave you 29 records here, and then you will see this location data right here, which you can download. Second way is if you want to search for genes in a certain pathway, you go to a specific psych database that we have. So this is Fragaria vesca pathway, and I chose sucrose biosynthesis 1. And so this will show you the glimpse of the pathway. And on the right side, you can do a lot of stuff. And one way, one thing you want to do would be download genes. So you can download it. And if you want to get the genome position of these downloaded genes, you can go to our gene and transcript search page, upload the file, and it will give you the location. Another way to find trait-associated genomic regions is using QTL data. So you go to search QTL page, and here I chose Malus ex domestica, and then you can do a lot of things. Like you can put trait names or published symbols, and here I just did the label. So label that contains SSC, okay? Then I got 13 records for the SSC. The trait name in Rosacea trait ontology is total water-soluble content. You can pick one QTL or download. Go to QTL page. It will give you colocalizing or neighboring markers. So here, using that marker data, you can get the genome positions. So most of the SNPs are aligned to the genome. If not, you can use the primer sequences and blast to the genome to get the genomic region. Okay, so another way to find trait-associated genomic region is using marker data. So we associated the markers to certain traits using the QTL data. So you can just, if you don't want to look at the details of QTL, you can come directly to the marker page. And here I put Prunus persica, whole genome assembly as a genome. You can specify, I mean, chromosome if you wanted to, but so here I did that, and then in trait name, I put the total water soluble content, okay? So then it gave me 44 records. So here is the location, and again, you can download the table. So you found the genomic region that might contain genes or whatever for your interested trait. You can find SSR or do whatever to develop a primer in there, or you might be interested in looking at GDR to see, I'm skipping one, okay. I need to do this first, okay. Another way is find trait-associated genomic regions using synteny data. So if you find the QTL or marker or genes in your crops, that's fine. But if you find better candidates in some other crops, and if you want to see if that genomic region is synthetic in your crop, so here this specific example is, I think it's sugar level related genomic region in apple and peach, so they were synthetic. So if you want to find the genomic region in strawberry, so I put that region in there, and then it showed indeed the genomic region is synthetic in strawberry as well. So you can get the region and then do further analysis. So this is what I was trying to say. So you can develop primers in the genomic regions, but you might want to find if any polymorphic markers are available already in the genomic regions. So you go to you can go to our SNP genotype search page. So here, among other categories, you can search for SNP genotype data using the genome locations. So here I put Prunus persica genome, and then scaffold 8 and certain region. This is the synthetic region that I was showing you in the previous slide. So it gave like a lot of records. So like in this table, it shows like the germplasm and the marker and the genotype right here. So you can download all the data in here. This is downloaded Excel file. Okay, so now how to find germplasm with certain traits. So you go to breeder's toolbox that we have, and I chose tart cherry from rose breed, and search phenotypic data by trait. Okay, so that looks like this. So it's a long page with all the traits that they have tested on. So I chose SSC over 16, TA over 1.2, and weight somewhere over 6. Okay. So that gave 50 varieties, and from here you can select phenotypic characters. You can download all the traits, or if you want just the phenotype of these three, you can do that and then download. Okay, so now I'm going to show you the new. This is going to be a replacement of the breeder's toolbox that we have. And all of these that I listed here is the functionality that it will have, and some of them are working and some we are still working on. And the functionality that I boxed here are something new that we didn't have in breeder's toolbox. So mainly we wanted to give breeders to be able to import, edit, and download, and also like a lot of breeders are using, and we are recommending as well, a field book app that is an app for collecting phenotype. So they can load the output from here directly, and then also they can create input files for it. Okay, so this is the BIMS home. So I logged in here, and then if you log in, it will show you the public data and the breeding program that you created. So, and if you are the main breeder, you will have the ability to add members and give them privilege to read only or read and write. And one of the things that we made, and this will be pretty useful, we think, is a list, managing list capability. So here you can make a list of location trial, mainly like the list of stock and list of trade would be really useful. So how you make it is, for example, if you want to create list of traits that have been collected in certain trials, then you start from trials. So you choose category as trial, and then you choose whatever trials that you want to take the data from. And you click it, and you chose 4 trials. And then you can choose another category, and that it will show you only... So I'll just show you. So you chose trait, and then it will only show you the traits that is appropriate for the trials that you selected. So, and you can keep going, and then further limiting your list, and then it's saved in your account. So later you can do... You can use list to create the input file for fieldbook app, or download genotype, download phenotype, or create whatever you want to do. Okay. And so trial, managing your trials or cross. So if you click trial tree, it will show all the trials that you have in your program. If you click one, okay, and this is another way, a similar way, but to see all of the crosses that you have in your breeding program. So you can click one. So either you click trial or cross, you will see the trait list, and you click one trait, and you will see the statistics of the... So this shows you the blush percent for a specific cross that you chose, and then shows maximum, minimum, mean, and standard deviations. And then you can see all the raw data here and download. Okay. So now, importantly, we have import functionality, so you can upload your data without going through us. So here you can, this is the uploading page. It shows like what's been uploaded, the status and all that. And then you can use our templates. It looks like this. Or, you, as I said, you can use the output from Fieldbook to load your data. Okay. So... And this is search germplasm functionality. This is similar to the list, but a little bit different. So this is like you can trade, you can choose traits here, and then the whatever limit, upper and lower limit or categories, and you can keep adding it. So here it shows like you have 399 stocks, and then you added one more category, it goes down, so you can search it this way. Okay. Further future development. So the BIMS is being tested by one of Ksenia, our peach breeder, and also cotton breeder, and we have all of data there. And then, but there are some more functionalities that we are developing. So We'll do that, and then we have a new map viewer that will replace the CMAP, and we will have that, and then we are planning to have developed site-wide search where you can just put any word in, and like Google type search. And then also we will have more combinatorial, like complicated search and download, like BioMart. Okay. Thank you. And these are all the funding agencies, and we appreciate the community of ROSE-AC and other bioinformatics and database community. Okay. Thank you.